This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever Maynard.
I'm Allie Clayton. And y'all, today, it's our 100th episode!
Wow.
We made it.
We made it. Thank you all so much for your love and support. And if you're new,
thank you so
welcome.
Much. Yes, welcome. And today, you know, one of our biggest supporters since day one, our friend Blair, who is a model and a fashionista and just a really good friend, is on today. And we're so excited to be chatting with our friend. We talk about sex parties. We're talking about MDNA. We're talking about modeling. We're talking about squeezing your butthole.
We're also talking about fisting.
Oh, and yes. And of course, we throw in a little fisting in there. Everybody go... Follow Blair at Jessica Burke Blair. You can follow me at Allie Clayton Comedy. Follow the pod at Y'all Gay Pod. And
you can follow me at Ever Maynard.
Oh my God. That is so great. What great info. Everybody should do that. And then when you're done, go give us 5 stars and a review. We sure would appreciate it, y'all. Now we hope y'all have a great day and you stay gay.
Hey y'all, hey y'all, the tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say, y'all gay, it's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay.
Y'all, it is our 100th episode, and we are... So we're doing great. We're so excited to be here, y'all. Hey, Blair, how's your day?
It's going. Hi.
Hi. Hi. Love the Dyke Snit shirt.
Love
Thank
it. You love to see it.
It's my favorite. Thank
it
you.
It looks so good.
It's so good.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Mm. Oh, that's the mug I got forever.
Yeah, they've been the mayor. I'm having some nice coffee on the pod.
I just saw that and I was like, maybe I'll just go ahead and tell them. I put my ex's name on that when I sent it to you.
But it was
for
you.
Nothing. It was for me. She paid for nothing.
Thank you, Allie. Thank
you. You're welcome.
I've also got a very large green juice.
Oh, nice. You're ever don't shit your pants during the.
No, I'm not.
Did you put the celery stuff in it? Because that really gets you.
I got my electrolytes.
Oh, why do you ever? Why do you need all this juice and electrolytes this morning?
I took MDMA yesterday at 4 p.m. I think I still might be going on it, to be honest. The after
you might, man. You look like alfalfa right now.
I went to bed at like 11, maybe 10:30. And I remember thinking it was like four in the morning. I was like, oh my God, I'm gonna be so tired. Yeah. So anyways, I'm normal. Oh, nope, that's my dad. Thank God. Okay, so I sent an unhinged amount of text.
Did you text your parents?
No, thank God. That's why I got real nervous.
Is MDMA the same as ecstasy?
It's Molly.
I've never done it.
Honestly, this is the first time It's the second time I've done it. First time, it unlocked something incredibly spiritual out of me. I really met myself. Because I'm not like going to the club, which is fine if that's what you do. But I take it and it helps me feel creative. It just helps me feel not depressed. I'm not like taking a bunch. Shut up, Allie, and shut up, Blair, because I'm hearing myself. I'm hearing myself, and I'm like, shut the fuck up.
I didn't take a lot, though.
Of learning new languages with Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds, too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Saks.com. At Saks.com, it's easy to find your new vibe. Dive into the Western trend with gold cowboy boots from Staud, or go full 90s throwback with platforms from Prada. You can shop for everything on your agenda, whether it's a breezy Zimmermann dress for a garden party or a bright Chloe blazer for brunch. Find inspiration for your new vibe every day at Saks.com.
If it's like a small amount of drugs, does that really matter?
It was a lovely evening. It was raining in LA. It was cold. We were warm. Baby D lives a bungalow away. Olivia took care of us, ordered food, made sure we had water. We drew.
That's lovely.
Olivia took portraits of us. I found a worm.
Who are you?
I found a worm.
Who are you? Your ex?
Tiny bangs. I dated an artist, and let me tell you.
AKA Tiny Banks.
We call it if you can believe it, Tiny Banks. Did you ever-
The tiniest.
Did you ever date a Tiny Banks, Blair?
No, I had Tiny Banks.
What year did you have Tiny Banks?
The appropriate year. It was like 2001, maybe?
Okay. Oh, yeah. No, we're talking about current Tiny Banks.
Yeah. Current Tiny Banks. Are Tiny choice. Banks back?
No.
No.
Not for
okay.
me. Not for me. No.
No. I'm also, like, no, but you would know me. Better than we know because Blair's like a fashionista.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't know.
And a model.
And a model. Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love your fit videos. I can't get enough.
Oh, thank you. Thanks.
Like, and when you do outfit changes in the middle of the day, I'm like, that's what's up. And yeah. Those snow pants you yeah. got. Yeah.
Oh, those are so fun. They come right up to underneath your boobs. Like the best.
Oh, I love
pants.
That.
Oh, they're so nice. Mm. So nice. Zip up and down on the sides. Perfect.
They look incredible. Yeah.
Where do you find orange, all this stuff?
Orange goes with everything. Orange is mm-hmm. neutral. L-Train. The one in Bushwick. Mm. That's mm-hmm. the best one. That's where my first apartment was when I first moved to New York in 2005. Oh, that neighborhood. But everywhere, Thrifty, New Jersey, Long Island, the city is not that great except for L Train.
I want to go to New. Let's get in the van and go to Jersey or Long Island and get some clothes.
That would be incredible.
What day are y'all going? Cause I want to come.
You, You flying in?
Yeah, I might as well fly in. Blair, yeah. You're going to be
all the
in
money
LA.
You're going to save. Yes.
Yeah, New Jersey for my clothes.
Yes, I'm coming to LA. My best friend is DJing, and now I can't remember the name of the party. At a lesbian wine bar? Queer wine bar? Something like this?
Not anyway.
February 18th, Sunday. There's a DJ.
Okay, you can tell us and we'll post about it.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know I love to get turned up on a Sunday. Because today's Monday, y'all. I got high on yesterday on Sunday, the Lord's Day.
Yeah. Oh, I thought maybe you were referencing you and Blair's New York City nights.
We did have a New York City nights. Was that on
that
the Sunday?
That was fun.
That was fun. Probably on a Sunday.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it looks like we're going to have an LA 2 a.m. nights.
Bar 1:30. Am I right? Yeah.
Blair, how did you become friends with every cool lesbian in New York City?
Yeah. How did you become friends with all these cool lesbians?
I just bossed them around.
But also, Blair, you're a cool lesbian. How does that make you feel? So sorry. I'm here. Yeah, like you're lesbian elite, dog.
Yeah, really, you are.
No. Yeah, in the best way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thanks. Thanks. I don't know.
I need you to come dress me is what
I'm
need.
I'm getting sweaty.
You don't. Why? Because we're giving you compliments?
Yeah. That's why you need MDMA, dog. It will open you up. I'm sitting there giving Baby D and Olivia compliments like, you got executive producer power. Look at this outfit. I'm talking about New York kind of style. And they're like, thank you.
Okay, so, but Ever, what did you text your manager while you were high on MDMA?
I also wrote a shit ton of notes in an email for me and Baby D.
Okay, great.
Okay, this is starting at 6:14 p.m.
Okay.
This is when it kicked in. Saint Aaron, motherfucking Airson, Aaron, Aston. We have a fucking, all caps, package deal with priority shipping. Holy fuck, dude. Holy fuck. That's the feature I'm writing with Baby D. We have a coming of age story with these characters. Take the first part of priority with the kids y'all said was too long. My dude, I'm fucking losing it. All caps. This is 6:15 now. I started this at 6:14. Dude. This is it. This is how we can package it. Fuck me, Ipe dog. I meant to say up. 2-minute audio recording. Priority coming of age. 2-minute audio recording. Priority to the shipping. The sequel. Ha 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 ha. 6:32 p.m. These will sort of not really make sense, but they will, my dude. Aaron, period. I'm not even... 6:33.
This makes no sense, but it does.
6:33.
Is this the guy from your live recording?
No, this is...
The guy that was in town?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, that guy. Yeah. I was thinking about the guitarist. I was like, I'm not texting the guitarist. Cat's guitarist.
The bird catcher, yeah.
The bird dude.
Aaron, period. I'm not even sorry about all of these text, and then all caps, text on a Sunday night, exclamation mark. Rolling on, all caps, MDMA, my dog. Love you so much. Hope you're having a nice dinner. 6:33. This is all within a minute. 6:33. Love
you.
Hope
you're having a nice dinner. The man's out to dinner and you're doing this to him.
Okay. Love you so much. Hope you're having a nice dinner and cozy. Shit, man. Get cozy with your girl. 10,000% on a night like this.
Did you just refer to yourself as your girl?
No, Aaron has a wonderful girlfriend. I sent him a 3-minute audio recording of how Baby D and I should start a production company, because even though we don't have money right now, we will.
Yes.
That's at 6:52. 7:06. Are you watching the Grammys? Are you at the Grammys?
Are you at the Grammys?
6:33 a.m. Sorry about all that. I just apologize. Not read. Not read, not responded. So I'm excited.
Dude, I found a 10-minute video of me wasted just talking to the camera before I quit drinking, and I cannot bring myself to watch it. Kedri was like, you shouldn't do that to yourself. You should just delete it.
You should delete that.
Yeah. I should delete it, right?
You should delete that.
Yeah, because I feel like I probably at some moment I'm like, I'm so sad, and then I cry and sing a country song or something to myself, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that. That's too much. No,
way too much.
I did come across videos of me just singing Tim McGraw. What was it? Dancing in the dark, middle of the night.
Blair, do you
taking your heart
and holding it tight.
Do you listen to country, Blair, at all?
Of course.
No, no. Oh my God, I know this because we sang
karaoke stars.
Yes, yes. '90s country is where it's all about.
Yeah.
Dude, I was so upset that we didn't get to sing karaoke at that one bar we went to. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. What was that bar? Oh, Cobra in Bushwick.
Cobra Bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We played pool.
Yeah.
Did we play pool? I think we played pool. We took a lot of photos of you and Twiz with Twiz's Harley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really cool. Nice.
Lots. Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah.
Wait, Blair.
I've met Twiz once, but I don't know if they know... have any idea who I am, but I think they're just the coolest.
They're just
they're
the coolest.
Really cool.
They're just the cool.
Literally
really
cool.
Yeah. Just the coolest. Blair, where are you from?
Southern California.
Okay. What part? Did I know this?
You're going to say I sound like what? Do I sound like a New Yorker?
Oh, yeah.
No.
What part of Southern California? Yeah.
Oh, east of LA in a little town called Corona.
Oh, no way. I didn't know this, Blair. Unless I did. Yeah. I'm very sorry. Yeah. Wow. Why did you move to New York?
I visited once and was like, oh, yeah, that's for me. Yep.
Yeah. This is a beautiful
city. And
that
was it. Yeah.
And you've been here almost 10 years?
No, because I went back to LA for a little while.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I was in downtown LA when it was cool from 2008 to 2013. And then
I was unaware.
And, you know. Yeah, it was cool. There was nothing
Downtown great. LA had a cool moment.
Yeah, it was rough. It was so
fun. It's still rough.
Yeah.
It's a very,
No, nothing was there. Like, nothing. Like, it was, a few apartment buildings, no grocery store, nothing. Just, the Staples Center. Bars, restaurants, that's it. Because I had moved to New York, and I'm like, LA sucks, so I guess I'm going to go downtown to feel more like New York.
Yeah. Oh, okay,
it was
a
huge queer, it was mainly queer people living downtown.
No way.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
Warehouse parties. Oh, it was so fun.
What exactly? I think I've been to one. What exactly is it? It's just a party in a warehouse?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Cool. Nice.
Yeah. It was so fun.
Oh, I remember the last time I was at a warehouse party, I had dressed up as Gomez from...
the Addams Family.
From the Addams Family, and I had on a mustache and the crazy I look so awful in this wig. And at some point, I was just so drunk. All I remember is being topless, tits out as Gomez on somebody's shoulders, just running through the party. I was a good time until I wasn't.
Allie, how did you wind up at a warehouse party dressed as Gomez?
it was this warehouse where we would do comedy shows, and then it would turn in after the shows into a big warehouse party, and in Chicago, and we had a big we had a beer sponsor, so we had all this free beer, so I really lived it up, you know.
Oh my God, why was I not there?
You had already left and moved to LA. Sorry.
Why did you choose LA over New York ever?
I was so over the cold. I just couldn't. I just couldn't take it. But now that I've been to New York, I'm like, I should have moved here.
You're kind of bi-coastal.
I want to be bi-coastal.
Yeah.
I got Allie. Yeah. Blair, you have such a wonderful apartment. How did you get your sense of style? Right. It's incredible.
Thank you.
Y'all, listeners, go to Blair. We'll post Blair's socials. Incredible style. Okay,
thank you. It's very This is the most beige apartment I've ever lived in. I usually love color. But I don't know. I fill it with art. So whatever you like. I feel like, you know, it's like, oh, everyone has to have this like minimal, white, beautiful, like, I think you should just get what you like. Just frame what you like. Yeah. Decorate how you like. Nothing is cool and everything is cool, you know?
Yeah, tell us more.
I just ordered a frame for this.
Amazing.
I just painted this.
That's beautiful.
Amazing.
It's here. Wait, Blair, so do you have any style tips both for living and for wearing that you could share with our listeners?
I think you just do what you want. I think you literally just do what you want. It doesn't matter. Okay. Nobody's cooler than you. Everyone's cool, and everyone's a giant nerd. I feel like maybe that's easier to do in New York than it is in LA. But yeah, I think just do what you want. Wear what you want. I think like figuring out style as like a queer plus size person, like a fat girl, like that was almost easier, even though it was so hard, because I couldn't fit in the clothes that all my friends could fit in. So I was like constantly like going to the men's section, like how could I turn this shirt into a dress? Because I still want to dress girly. Yeah. But then that kind of influenced, like, just wear whatever. I don't know.
Yeah.
Out of necessity, I discovered my personal style.
Do you think part of that is, like, why you became a model?
I don't know.
How did that happen? How
they found me. I guess I don't know.
Yeah, they did?
Yeah. Yeah.
Were you walking on the street? Like, how did this happen?
No. I mean, it's so funny. I was just thinking about, like, I was technically scouted. Like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is cool.
No, my agent found me through Instagram. And I thought it was fake. Wow. Like I got an email from Wilhelmina and I was like, that's not real. Delete. And I have two friends who are model scouts. And I like retrieved the email because I'm like, well, maybe it's real. And Wilhelmina had just put up a post on their Instagram saying like tons of fake things are going out. Like, don't believe them, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, okay, it is fake. Well, then I sent it to my model scout friend and her name's Kristen. And she was like, no, that's real. Email them back.
Dude.
So I did. Yeah. And then went in and had conversations. And then I signed with them a year ago, actually this month.
That's awesome.
Congratulations.
And you booked some big stuff.
Yes. I am on the Fresh website right now, which is very exciting. And I wish I could say what it was, but I just shot the biggest campaign. You guys, like camera, like a dude wearing a camera, like a backpack, like massive rig, cameras on like roly dollies. Camera, like Whoa. This one camera that was like a piston that would like come up really close to my face. And then, like, it was just like two massive sets. It was so cool.
It was really cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
Is it going to be at the Super Bowl? What's it going to be for? Can you tell us?
I can't. I wish
media,
I could.
Media? Could you tell us?
I don't know
media.
How
about
it's TV beauty, or?
No, is it going to be on TV or
probably
computer?
A computer. I mean, maybe
can we buy it on VHS or DVD?
I am unwell. I'm like,
tell you anything.
I don't want to know what it's for. I need to know where I can watch it. Am I watching it on TV or computer? Blair, I don't care about all that. Tell me how I'm going to watch your commercial now, hon. Tell me more about this pistol camera. Were you afraid?
It looks like a gun. It was like, I mean,
I was worried. I would like go cross-eyed.
Like yeah, it looks like a did full you, scope.
Sorry, do you ever feel compelled to like headbutt it just to see? I think that would be me. Wow, that's so cool. How many hours in like hair and makeup and wardrobe did you have to do?
Probably two. And then the day was probably like 10 hours.
Wow.
Blair, this is so cool. Yeah.
It's so
cool.
Are you going to share it so we can share it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Dude.
Once
How
it's
are
out.
You sitting on
Which
this
is crazy
secret?
Because when you do these big projects, like you don't really know when they come out or like what happens. And they may just trash all of it. It's never like really out there until they decide like, okay, it's done. We can put it out. So,
wow.
I don't know. I hope they don't trash it. It was really fun.
There's no way. All of that production value, forget it.
Yeah.
Wow. That's awesome.
Yeah.
I did, one time I was a model, I did a shoot for Absolute Vodka. And the photographer kept getting mad at me because I was so stiff. But I'm like, can I tell jokes or something? Because if I tell jokes, then like I'll loosen up.
I was like, can y'all play some country music and I tell some jokes? They didn't like that very much. But yeah, he got real irritated. He was getting irritated with me. I still got paid, but they didn't use me in the campaign. And I think it's because I told them I was an alcoholic. I don't think you can really sell absolute vodka then. No. I wanted to ask Blair, because we have talked about this a lot on the pod, and Blair knows info about it. Blair, can you tell us a little bit about an open relationship?
Are you in an open relationship right now?
No, but you are typically more of, when you do date, are you typically more of an open person or?
No. It's like whatever, it's like in my marriage.
Yeah.
That was
open. Okay, dog, you were married. I might have not forgotten.
Oh, yeah. I'm a divorcee.
Nice.
So fun.
How long were you married for?
6 years.
Do you want to go down this road? Nice.
6 years.
Oh, yeah. We're such good friends. We share the aura. Yeah. We're super good friends. So we were open. And then I've dated Polly starting with someone and then and deciding as we started, like, okay, Polly it is. But then communication. I am a Capricorn and will communicate till the cows come home. And in my experiences, not many people are good at communicating. So I've never successfully had like a poly relationship.
Okay.
It usually ends up like I'm over that person because they say they want to be poly, but they can't really be poly. You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how people, I just know that like emotionally, even if it makes more sense, like emotionally, I can't handle it. Yeah.
I think I really like to be alone. Like I really like alone time. So I think I could, but then I'm like, can I? I don't know. I think I could enter into something with like a couple, but I don't think I want to be
the primary. You don't want to have a relationship.
Yeah.
Okay.
Gotcha. I would agree. Communication is so important and it can be difficult in relationships, but it is, especially I'm sure in polyamorous relationships. But do you feel like it's like so much talking where it's just like, Jesus Christ, like, I just want to have sex.
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. I have two friends who have been poly. They're a couple, they're each other's primaries. They have been poly for probably like, I don't know, 15 years now. I keep begging them to write a book. I'm much closer with one of them, and they need to write a book because they do it so well. Like they are, I don't know how they do it. They just do it so well.
Wow.
They need to share it with the masses.
And I guess it's different for every person.
Yeah. Well, it's, I think, not right, like... now I'm more like, what's the other word? Monogamous. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm monogamous.
I'm monogamous.
I like
only got space in my heart for two titties at a time.
Damn, Allie, that's beautiful. That's poetry right there.
Put it on a card,
dude. Let me text that to me so I can just go with it.
Say, you saying you send it to your manager?
Yeah. I don't even want to listen to these audio recordings. I can't.
You shouldn't. I think you should just delete that, dog.
Dog. unsend.
Yes.
What would you say? Well, I want to talk about relationships more and any advice you could give about communication.
Yes. How do you know when it's time to get divorced?
Oh. Allie, what the fuck?
Let's make this interesting. How do you know when it's definitely over?
I don't know.
I don't know.
So,
you just like stop having sex.
You just know.
Okay.
Check.
Yeah. And then you're like, okay, great. That's weird. And then it just becomes normal. And then you're like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
Like, we both deserve, like, people deserve to be like,
desired
and loved and sex the way they want to have sex and like let all your kinks out and show that to people and like let that be, that's, I don't know, that should all be like That's part of you. Well, that should all be. Yeah.
Yes.
You should be with someone who can support you in those things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree.
I mean, we broke up, like our marriage broke up over FaceTime. Oh. And it only took us like a week to be like, okay, yeah, we're good. All right, great.
Oh, like, that's awesome.
Right, I think like I started thinking like, how do I get out of this? And they were probably thinking the same thing. And we're just like, but fuck, we're married. Like, what do we do? And then we just got divorced. And it's so easy. You just go online. If you have an uncontested divorce, it's like $450 and you're done.
Wow. Ah!
Yeah.
Wow. Look at that.
Easy. Yeah.
Oh my God.
So all those listeners that aren't getting divorced when you know it's over.
You can get divorced. If it's if it's contested, I'm sure you can
uncontested.
Still get
uncontested.
Wow. Yeah.
Who's getting divorced and are like, somebody's like, I don't want to be with you. And the other person's like, I don't allow it. Is that what uncontested means?
Uh-huh. That's contested.
Oh, yes. Contested.
Yeah.
Yes.
But is contested more about like the money and assets? Or is it like, no, don't go. Okay.
But also like ego.
Yeah.
Like you got to set your ego. When you're getting a divorce or any relationship is breaking up, you have to set your ego so fucking far aside. Because it's not about, it's just, your compatibility is off. So what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah. No, that's how I feel too. And it's like, it can be sad or it can be disappointing or in Buddhism, you just stop resisting and you start accepting and then the pain goes away slowly. Yeah. But it's there. But yeah. Why do you want to be with someone who doesn't want to be with you? Get the fuck out of here. You're worth more.
Yeah. And one of my friends asked when, oh, go on.
Mm-mm. I'm just on an MDMA. Okay.
One of my friends asked when I was getting married, they're like, but what if you want to get divorced? Like, what if it doesn't work? I'm like, yeah, so then we get divorced. Who cares?
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. What did you wear for your wedding? I bet it was fabulous.
Oh my God. It was incredible. We got married at the courthouse with some friends and I forgot to buy a dress for that. So whatever. But our party, because we had a massive, we turned our apartment in Brooklyn into a venue basically because it was so big. And I wore like a sequin, you know, like the silver, not sequin, you know, the silver tinsel you put on Christmas tree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That was basically my dress. Like super so deep cool. Like oversized and just like to the knee. And my friend Josh made it for me. And it was incredible. Wow. I've worn it twice since because I'm not saving that. Like the dress is so cool. Yeah.
Wow. I love it.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's what I want to do. Small wedding, big reception.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Huge party. Huge. We're like, whatever you want. We got a bartender. We got snacks. You bring whatever you want to bring. MDMA, you bring it. It was just a fucking party. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen if you bring it, but bring it.
Bring it.
Bring it.
You know?
Yeah.
I can't believe you've been to sex parties and never done MDMA. You know,
MDMA. Like MDMA. Okay, detective.
You see how I slyly worked that sex party in there?
Yeah, MDNA. There's a lot of DNA in that sex party, I'll tell you that.
A lot of DNA.
You're so sweaty.
Yeah, what's you're so sweaty when you're at sex parties?
Yes.
They're clean, right? I just auditioned to be a dominatrix for something. She
I'm sorry.
Can you believe that? Shut the fuck up, Allie. Right now, shut up.
Right on. Can you give us one line from your audition? Sit down. I'm going to punch you in the cunt. Was that it?
You want to surrender to me? That was a line.
Nice.
That was
okay,
it.
Blair, you do
wait,
one.
That's your dominatrix?
I'm like a dom.
That's
like
you
dom.
Being...
Yeah, I'm supposed to be like a well-known Brooklyn dom. Then I rewatched.
You know, you'll have to not smile. You smile a lot.
That's
can you smile and be a dominatrix? Take it again, Ever. Take it again.
Well, no, because then I watched the tape and I looked dead-eyed because I was like, "Do you want to surrender to me?" Just dead. Good. Take off whatever clothes you want and lay on the couch.
Okay, but let's make up our own auditions.
Okay, Blair, ready? No, you go
don't
first.
Make Blair go. Don't make Blair go first. Blair, do that to our guest.
Okay, Allie, you go first. Okay, I'm a dominatrix and I work at a horse farm. That's my character.
This is my day. Whip. You hear that?
Yeah.
Pull those butt cheeks out. I'm gonna smack them like you're a bad girl.
Pull those butt cheeks out. Pull those butt cheeks out. Pull those butt cheeks out.
Listen, feel free to recommend me.
Pull those butt cheeks out.
Smack them.
So out of what? Are we going wide or are we pulling our pants down? Pull those butt cheeks out.
I can't answer that question, but it is your turn ever in action.
Sit down and... I'm trying to get a character. And okay, and I'm like tightening the ropes and you're hanging from the ceiling you're a little uncomfortable, but it's not that uncomfortable.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know if I want you hanging from the ceiling. Maybe you're tied up on a post. Yes, okay. You're tied up on a post. And I am an elven king. Like a bad elven king.
Like a single post, or like your arms are out or your arms are like behind you?
Arms are behind on this post. And I have big pointy ears and like I'm kind of dangerous. And you said you were gonna surrender to me. And like you're just like tied up. The leather feels so good. And like the cold wood feels great against your ass. And like, I like.
Okay. Ever, but what's the line? What do you say to them?
Oh yeah. Thank you so much for being here. I'm going to suck on your tits. That's it. Thank you so much for being here.
All righty. Blair, beat that.
Hey, thank you so much for your time.
Wait, really?
Yeah, it's your turn.
What? It's your turn.
Okay. Okay. I feel like I could do a really good job, but I'm laughing.
Do it.
So I feel like, okay.
Do it.
Okay.
Do it.
So
you can laugh while you do it. I mean, it can't be worse than mine. Okay. Ooh, a chair.
I just want to tell someone to sit down.
And, oh.
And I want, my hands around their throats.
Yes.
And I want them look at me.
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. But I feel like I could do it better, but I think that's as good as I could do. Right.
Oh so, my God. So I'm aroused right now. I love a good hand on my neck. Are you fucking kidding me?
And then it's like, is it going up? Is it going down? Like my hand on the floor.
Right.
Where is it going?
Yeah. We can play with the tension. Yeah. I would like to do that as well to someone and also receive that.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, great that. Dom behavior.
Thank you. Oh.
Yeah, that's real dumb.
Wow.
But Allie and I are doing some weird shit, but you're doing sex party stuff.
Well, and the sex parties are clean. But as clean? A Capricorn, there are things that could be better.
Okay.
Yeah.
And now coming to you on Y'all Gay is Blair's critique of sex parties. Hit it.
So there's like these little mazes, right? And people are in like swings or different things, and you're supposed to like look through the glory holes. I don't know what to call them, but I assume they seem like glory holes. And you peek in, but they're in the wrong places. So they're either way too tall or way too short. So you're forced to come around and like be part of it, which is fine if that's the experience you want. But if you don't and you just want to be a voyeur, it's like really hard to be a voyeur because you're either like topsy turvy upside down, like trying to look in, or you're like, you just can't see. Yeah.
And then that's done intentionally to make you become a participant.
Interesting. Like maybe you should be on your knees and they should like hurt while you're watching.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I just want to watch. Yeah. Do you think anybody's ever looked through the hole and got hit in the eye with a dick? Like got poked? Can you imagine if you're like just bam, just dick to the eye.
And now you're pregnant.
That's how it works. That's MDNA. MDNA.
What is it really called? MDMA?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Blair, what is the second critique?
Oh, I think the floors could stand to be painted. I don't know.
Oh, excuse me?
Because they're usually BYOB, or the ones I've been to have been BYOB, and the refrigerator is quite small. I think we could crowdfund, go on Facebook Marketplace, find a bigger refrigerator.
Where are these being held at?
The ones I've been to have been in Brooklyn.
At like a house or a building? Moved.
No, in a basement. Underneath a building. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. If somebody's renting out.
Danger dog. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
And they rent it out and build a maze? That's a lot.
Mm-hmm. How much
and
are
so
entries?
Why do they need...
Sorry.
Yeah, how much is it to enter?
Oh, maybe it was maybe 50, I think, the one that I was going to. Okay. But they do things for community like, you know, Black and POC, trans is like ahead of everyone else, which is great.
Oh, cool.
Like,
great.
In terms of like... Okay. You know, because they have a cutoff in terms of how many people can come. And I think they might do a sliding scale for like people. It's a lot of younger people.
Okay.
Yeah. It's quite young. Yeah.
All right. Oh, man. I did a show last night. And oh, it was a girl that just recently hosted for you in D.C. ever was the host.
Oh.
But she has this joke about how she's dating a much older. And she's like in her 20s, but she's like. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm with like an old guy, like old, like over 35. And I was like,
I wanted to be like, shut the fuck up. Stop telling that at my show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Over.
It's like 35.
Yeah.
That's not old.
I love getting old.
You do it so well.
You age great. You. Yeah. What skincare routine are you doing?
Botox and filler.
But see, also, really? I gotta get my Botox. Yeah. I gotta get my Botox.
You gotta get Botox. Yeah.
My filler.
What?
Micro Botox, baby.
What's micro Botox?
That's what the lady gave me to.
That's Botox on a budget.
Just like, less, I guess, units, probably.
Yeah, and she was like, "You do a little bit all over, and it helps keep the wrinkles away."
Yeah, like this is as far as I can raise my eyebrows. Not very far.
Oh.
But they're still so expensive.
Oh, yeah, they're tattooed.
Are they really?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't have eyebrows. They're like microbladed. Yeah, because I got nothing.
Oh.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. Hmm. The things you learn as a model. Have you ever been recognized as a model at a sex party? Or is it anonymous?
No. I don't think so.
But, like, do you wear name tags, or is it just straight up, like, you want to join, you can join?
Yeah.
Where do you keep your clothes when it's time?
Yeah, do you walk around naked?
No, I mean, you could, sure.
But I'd walk around naked, I don't mind.
Yeah, do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
People are.
Yeah, sure.
No, but
with Crocs.
Crocs. Yeah.
You have to wear flip-flops.
You gotta wear shoes.
Shoes.
Maybe boots. Okay. Flip flops on a cum soaked floor?
Like
ever.
The thong flip flops where it's uncomfortable.
No.
Yeah, flip flops. Yep.
Gross.
$2 flip flops.
Oh, I forgot to mention this. As I've seen Blair wear a couple things and mentioned that you had some items from there, could you just let Ever know about how Old Navy's great?
I said Old Navy's great.
Actually, I thought of you because I just went to Old Navy and they had a pair of jeans for $1.97. And I'm like, these are cute. I'm getting them. And I saw the coats and I was like, I wonder what Allie's coat looks like.
Yeah. I really do love it. And it's very affordable. No, yeah. But the first time I told Ever that I wear Old Navy, Ever just goes, what do you like about it? And then when I realized, I was like, oh, maybe it's really not cool. And then I was like, nope, Blair wears it. It's cool.
Yeah. I'm wearing white oversized Old Navy jeans right now with my Dyke Stitch. So
I love it.
Yeah, it works.
Yeah. I did recently go into an Old Navy and I saw that they had a rebrand. And I'm okay. I apologize to both of you. I'd go
that far. Yeah, I don't. It's
still terrible.
Allie, I'm so sorry. I will do better. I'm learning and growing as a human. And I hope that you would give me the grace to grow and take admittance to my mistakes. Pretend this is on a notes app. Half of it is misspelled.
Well, okay, I just want to thank you, Ever, for admitting that.
Thank you for acknowledging it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Blair, so do you give names at a sex party?
Do you give names?
Are you? Yeah. Do you give up names? Tell us your contact. Yeah. There's a gun in your face.
Yeah.
No. I mean, if exchange you're talking names. To
people, yeah. Yeah.
And is it like, hey, I think you're attractive. Would you like to have sex? Or like, would you like to fool around?
I've never approached anyone.
But they approach you.
No.
What? Okay. So how does it work?
It's just fun to watch. It's so fun to watch. You just are there and you're hanging out and I'm sure it happens. But it's really fun to watch people have sex in real life, in the room.
Wow.
Yeah.
What are the smells like, though?
I don't really remember a smell. There was, what? There was like wax. People were using candles and stuff. So it smelled like maybe sulfur, like matches. I don't remember being like, no, mine was more the critique of like, this, the whole place could stand a zhuzh. Like,
Okay. Yeah.
Community, we could all get together. I was going to write an email and I was like, I better stay in there.
Write an email.
Hey guys, here's some ideas.
Could we get some holes that are actually the right height? We're going to need to repaint the floor. And if we don't get a bigger refrigerator in here,
the shower meat's area gonna spoil something.
Oh, there's a shower area. Is it kind of like, is it like the pool? You got a shower for you come?
No, well, it's like this left space that could be something. I'm like, why is this being wasted? I don't know. Put me on the board, you know?
Yeah. Is there a board or is it just someone?
There's a board.
I want to bust everyone around like the board.
Oh, okay. Okay. Gotcha. And
a treasurer? Wow.
Is it a lot of plastic on the beds? Is it like tarps?
It's like, no, it's like a...
Are there beds?
Vinyl? Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Can you imagine if somebody queefed really loud on that during it? That'd be a real ripple effect. Guess I shouldn't say that if I go.
Okay, but it's in like the shower area... Are people hogging the shower?
No one was using it.
Missed opportunity.
It was like, I don't know if it was a working shower.
Oh.
Yeah,
you need to write in about that.
You need to write in about that. I feel like, I might as well shower while I'm here. Take a look at this. Tips welcome. Not that kind of tip.
Somebody just poked me in the eye with their dick. I got to go rinse it out.
Ouch. Need an eye wash station.
Oh,
there's also
always
a coat check, so you can come like clothed and then just check whatever you want. Yeah,
great.
Yeah.
Wow. Can you imagine if some people just showed up just like, I didn't want to pay for the coat check? I mean, you probably could make it there, like being in New York, if you were to get on the train or a bus naked, somebody would just be like, whatever. Man, fucking Wednesday.
What do you do afterwards? You just go home or get breakfast or what?
Go to a diner.
Probably go home and have sex.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Wow. Yeah.
Or a diner. Wow. Either. Yeah. Sounds nice.
Okay. Or a diner. Yeah.
Sex have better. Sex is sex for sure.
Yeah, that's nice. Yeah.
That's nice. Allie and I are like, probably get diner food. And you're like, no, you have sex.
You would have sex. Have
sex. Yeah, right. Yeah,
like, so. Probably get a bacon, egg, and cheese.
Allie and I talk a lot. We talk a lot of game that we're going to go to one, but we never do.
I want to. If you go, Blair, just can
I'll
I
go with you?
Yeah, I want to go.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Hmm. Okay. I get the email.
Well, I don't want to be left out.
Well, you got to come.
You better fly in.
Yeah. We'll go shopping. We'll go to a sex party.
I do need to find like a chest harness. I am getting one of those soon.
Like what is, that, oh, is know. That, that's just like, that's just sexy, right? It don't do nothing.
Well, it's two for like pulling at the chest. I've never used one. Okay. I don't know where to get one, but I got to get one.
Okay. Blair, what have you noticed people do with the chest harnesses?
I think just wear them. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Yeah. I would like to be a little controlled by it. The little metal ring.
Can you wear them if you have tits? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That'd be nice.
Mm-hmm. The other day I wore a chain around my neck, like a thick industrial. I got choked out with it and it felt incredible. It was
wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just nice. That metal tightening around my neck. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Do you go to Folsom or have you been to Folsom?
Mm-mm.
Folsom, the leather party during Pride?
Never been.
Okay. You have to come to New York and go. There's one in San Francisco too.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Okay. That sounds really nice.
You'll see a lot of fisting.
I've been there, done that. I'm all right. I forgot I used to do
mainly men.
Fist used to fist them. You don't even have to tell me, and I immediately know who it is.
It was like a thing. I totally forgot it was a thing. Oh, my God. And I used to hate doing it.
Because it was definitely the yoga therapist, real estate agent, right?
Yeah. Yes. Because there's like a certain.
So that's how you start, like this.
Yeah, it was like you kind of. Yeah, I've never done this. And then because you don't go up like that, you have to slowly go in, curve your hand, and you have to wait for the body to adjust. And I wonder if I would like to do it now with someone that I. This sounds very cruel, but we were doing this at the end of our relationship. So kind of like you, where you're like, where it was not as enjoyable. But I'm wondering if I would enjoy it with someone that I was enjoying sex with.
How long do you have to wait for the body to adjust?
Depends on the mood, I guess. Sometimes a couple seconds, sometimes a minute or two.
Sometimes 2 hours.
Yeah, can you imagine? You're soaking it.
Just any second.
Your elbow might get a little tired because you're just propped.
You'd be like,
baby, you ready?
Do you mind if I turn on an episode of Friends while I wait for your body to
I'm watching The Rookie right now. I got to see what Officer Nolan is up to while we wait for your body to adjust.
People fist cooter holes and buttholes, right?
Yeah. I can't imagine a butthole fisting. Yeah, I thought so. Have you seen it, Blair? Have you seen it?
Fisting?
Have you? Mm-hmm. A butthole?
No, not
Have you ever seen somebody fist a butthole, Blair?
No.
You know what it reminds me of?
Blair, thank you for being here today so much. Have you ever seen anyone fist a butthole?
Oh, wait, yes. Yes.
Oh, awesome. Yes.
I literally just said yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Folsom. It's reminded Folsom me of, you know, great. When a cow get, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
You know, when a cow gives birth and you have to put on those long gloves and pull that little calf out. That's what thinking about fisting a butthole is doing to me. Get on my cattle birthing glove. Get in there.
Oh, I thought you meant like your asshole was currently opening. I was like, what?
Oh, no, my asshole is not currently
that
opening.
Definitely sounded like you're just sitting there and your asshole is just getting.
My asshole is dilated right now. I'm ready to go. Blair, you ever seen somebody's asshole get dilated? Hey, whenever you're playing pool, you ever see just a big old hole get bigger?
I forgot to mention that. Blair's a pool player.
Blair plays pool. Very good. Very good. In a pool league. How's that Thanks. League?
In a pool league. It's good. It's fun. Yeah.
Is it a gay Fine. League or just a it's, league?
It's not a gay league. I'm trying out for the gay league on the 12th in the city. But the league, I love being on a league. My friend Zari is Big Dyke and plays on my team. I joined the team because of her. But it's very straight. Pool league is very straight. So it's a little like every time we play. But it's nice. It's fun. Yeah. I like to be competitive. I also got my own personalized
Capricorn
for my friends for, I'm going to take them down for my friends for Christmas. And it's in a gold box. It's so beautiful. And it says Daddy's Chalk. It's so cute.
Oh, that is so cool.
Yeah. I wore this shirt last time, not last time, maybe two league games ago, just because you got to let everyone know, you know,
right, a bunch of straight dudes.
And this one dude, I beat him. He was like three levels above me. We had to play six games against each other. I only beat him once because the way games are stacked, whatever. But he was adamant, like he really wanted to take a picture with me with this shirt on. And it was like, because he, like, I didn't trust that he was going to use it. Like he was going to talk shit
for good
about the shirt and me.
Right.
Like, he wasn't coming out of a place of, like, cute, like, ally. Like, I was like, no, I put a sweatshirt on. And I was like, no, you're not getting me in this shirt. No.
What a fucking weirdo. Men are weird.
Mm-hmm. They're terrible.
Like,
they're terrible.
Why would I? Was he, like, pretending to be your friend a little? Like, yo, let me get a picture.
For sure.
No.
Uh-huh. I'm like, okay, you cannot bullshit. I'm a bullshitter.
I see through you, piece of shit.
Does your sweatshirt say Bro House?
So, yes, people invite. Hang on. It does say Bro House. I was in a, I lived with one of my best friends, Dibs Bear, and they, we called our little bungalow or our little house, the Bro House, Bro House.
Oh, that's cute.
And yeah, and like Dibs has a red Bronco and I have a black Bronco. So they got us custom. Yeah. Dibs got us a custom Bronco hoodie since 2022. Cause that's the year of our Bronco.
That's so cute.
We love it. It's so fun. What do you got going on this week?
This week, hopefully castings. Fashion week is coming. So hoping to book and just working.
Oh.
Well, castings are like always, but New York Fashion Week is coming. So.
Fashion Week.
So,
oh my God. Yeah. Why are you talking about this?
For something for Fashion Week. Because that would be incredible.
So, what do you wear? What do you wear to a casting?
To castings?
Yeah.
Like jeans, a tight tank top, like a button down over it, just so if they want to see your body or like whatever. You just look kind of plain, like black and white. I have a friend who was a model for a long time, so she told me what to do.
Wow.
Yeah, I was wondering, like, since you got scouted, like, I mean, I feel like it's like learning your angles and light, like all that kind of stuff has got to be difficult.
It's, I feel like it's, not so much that. It's more like being, when you have to be silly, you know, in front of a camera, that's a little hard for me. I'm like the photographer this week or last week was like, okay, all of the models he wanted us to dance, but like Sade was on. And I'm like, how are we supposed to dance?
This is not funny.
Like,
yeah.
Like, I don't know how to do this. And so luckily one of the models said something and was like, put Beyonce on. And then we were all sitting down. So it was like hard to dance sitting. That's what's harder than like finding angles. Like,
okay.
Yeah.
Dance while you're sitting down.
Yeah.
Do you ever do you do any castings like self-tapes or do you go in for most of yours?
Yeah. Self-tapes too. Mm-hmm.
How do you self-tape to the models?
You show your hands, you show your profiles, your back, your body, your face, like all of it.
I did one recently.
Similar, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I did one recently where they were like, look to the left and then slowly turn back to the camera and smile. And I thought it looked so creepy. Let me try.
Show us.
Oh, I like
that's like me last that was me last night when I found a worm on the ground.
No.
Okay, let's all try it.
Okay.
Okay. Go.
Oh.
Blair killed it. Blair killed it.
Killed it. Okay, what's that trick? What was the trick you just did? Because
yeah,
I look bad. I don't look normal. Someone, how did you do that?
Me, if you like squeeze your butthole, I don't know if it's here, but if you squeeze your butthole as tight as you can, you'll have like the most natural looking smile. Like shoulders back, squeeze your butthole, and smile.
Hang on, let me, because right now I'm squeezing my cheeks.
I don't know if I know the difference between squeezing the hole in the cheeks.
Yeah, you do.
You're
probably doing it.
You know.
Yeah. Okay, these are cheeks. Made me wink.
Dude, did y'all see Allie's mom comment on our post? Can I read, Blair, have you seen this? Speaking of squeezing cheeks.
No, but I want to know.
Okay, I'm going to pull this up.
Speaking of squeezing cheeks, have you heard Allie's mom's new comment?
She's been squeezing cheeks. All this woman does is squeeze cheeks. Use the fucking middle name. Allison Brooke Clayton. I cannot believe.
Do you want to say what video this is on?
So this is 8 1/4. This is when we discover that Allie's family friend, Blackjack, do not have an 8 1/4 cock, but a 9 1/4 penis.
A 9 1/4, yes.
Allison Brooke Clayton, I cannot believe you posted this! Exclamation mark. If daddy knew this was live, he needs his ass kicked. There are still people who believe he is a quote unquote Christian attorney. This is so disgusting. I still can't believe what I'm seeing. Puke.
I thought about replying and being like, I'm a little bit concerned about your memory. Do you not remember Blackjack? Because this is a very visceral memory from my childhood, hearing about Blackjack's cock.
Jack's cock. That must... what a hindrance.
I just remember one time me and my brother and stepmom and dad were all staying in the same room at like a Holiday Inn. Mm-hmm. And we just couldn't stop laughing because dad kept telling us stories about Blackjack. I think me and my brother were like on a cot together, and then my stepmom and dad were in the bed, and we're all just laughing about Blackjack. But daddy does know that was live because I called him and told him, and I was like, daddy, we've already gotten some more requests. And he is like, people love me, don't they? I was like, yeah, they do.
We love him.
He's a preacher. He can poke up a Volkswagen. Is it?
Never know what he's going to say.
Right now, how did you learn that tip about squeezing your butthole and then turning and smiling naturally?
Oh, someone told me.
Because I'm trying to smile naturally.
Like, and years ago.
You just did it elegantly. Try it again. Will you show us again?
Okay.
Are we all doing it?
Yeah.
Oh, no. I think I need to just watch you do it.
Yeah, we just need to watch you.
Okay. I'm trying. Okay.
We're casting directors. Yeah, how did you do that?
Wow.
I squeezed my butthole.
You just look so friendly and inviting.
And you did a cool thing with your head in like a tilt.
Yeah, like a tilt.
What are some other tips you can give us for taking great photos for our listeners and Allie and me?
I don't agree with this now, but it was the 80s and my mom was a ballerina. So she used to always say, stunning woman. She was gorgeous. Shoulders back. Great, right? We should all have our shoulders back. Tummy in, which I disagree with. Who cares? And then smile.
Oh, that made my chins come out. Tummy in.
Shoulders back, tummy in, smile. Tummy, who cares? Let your tum-tum free.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Shoulders back and smile. I don't know.
Wow.
Yeah.
I like it.
Shoulders, yeah.
Well, Blair, thank you so much for spending our 100th episode with us.
Thank you so much for having me. I love you both so much.
We love you too.
We love you too.
Literally die laughing on the street.
Well, get ready to laugh at your own episode. This was so
fun. Yeah.
I'm not listening to it.
Oh, yes.
You're not going to listen to it? Okay.
Yeah, I never listen to myself. I'm terrified of these audio recordings.
I listen to everyone and laugh my ass off. I'm like, man, we're funny. Yeah.
Actually, I probably
listen. So I think,
let's let the listeners know where to find you, Blair.
Yeah.
on socials?
Oh, on Instagram at Jessica Burke Blair. That's it. I don't know why I sounded like I was going to say something else. Instagram.
Oh, and TikTok. Perfect.
Yeah.
Same name. At Jessica Burke Blair.
Yeah.
Same
name. And check Blair's stories each day because it's just so many great outfits.
Thanks,
incredible.
Y'all.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thanks, okay. Blair.
Bye. Thanks,
bye.
Blair.
Bye.
Bye. Hey, y'all. The tea is crystal clear, y'all. Y'all say y'all gay. It's Allie and Ever here, y'all. We got a lot to talk about, so let us ask you now, y'all gay?